SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
See with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a lot to do this hour, plenty to discuss. There's a full slate of baseball on Friday we got to get to. We've got more NFL preseason games on Friday if you're interested. We have got several other things, and the Olympics are almost over, winding down. I will say, they did serve their purpose. I think that these were a lot more enjoyable, I think, because of the fact that it was the first time we could really bet on them the way that we could. You know, and I'm talking from the, obviously, with the legalization the past couple of years, I don't think it was really set up properly yet for the Olympics back in, at least for the summer games back in 21, and they were in Tokyo, or wherever they were. I think they were in Tokyo, right, in 21? That was the last summer. But for this one, it has been a lot of stuff that you could play, and I think it's made it a lot more enjoyable over the last couple of weeks. And we do have some other big events, not just with that USA basketball, to get through over the last 3 days, three or four days of the summer games. And then we're pretty much there. You know, we're 2 weeks from Saturday. We've got Georgia Tech and Florida State over in Dublin at the Aviva. So football's back, baby. Let's go. Tee it high and let it fly, which they definitely did not get to do at the Wyndham on Thursday, which was very unfortunate. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back in a couple days. So you get myself. Hit Burbell's in the mix, too. Matthias Burbell, as he's getting ready for probably the worst UFC fight card I've seen in years coming up this Saturday night. Where are they? Who are they making pay money for that? That's got, because they're done at the Apex, right? They don't have any more fights at the Apex.
No, I'm pretty sure this is an Apex card.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it has to just, be. It has to be.
I mean, they should be paying people to come see this card. It's so bad. Like, they should be paying. You shouldn't be buying, selling tickets. They should be giving out tickets for free. I'm looking at it now here. This is fight night, August 10th. Usually says at the top where the fight is. Matthias.
I'm pretty sure it's Apex. I'm almost certain because it's I saw like a big number for the thing. USC Vegas.
Didn't you tell me they were done there though? That they weren't
having any more fights.
No,
they had.
They were almost done.
Yeah, they're all, they're all done.
They should go back to being done. Is what they should be doing. Yeah, it says Vegas 95, so I guess it's at the
Apex. It has to be. You know, that card, you can't sell that card, like you said. You know, you can't charge $300 a ticket, you know, to sit in the nosebleeds, you know, in any state that you go.
I mean, the Apex only holds like 25 people. They won't even sell that out on Saturday night for this card. That's how tough it is. So he's working on the card for tomorrow night for that. We have a lot going on. As always, plenty of baseball. The Reds have gotten a couple runs against the Marlins, and they still have the bases loaded with nobody out. So 5-3 now they lead. Yankees completely gutless, down 8-1 at home to the Angels. The Blue Jays added on. They actually got a triple from Vladdy. Vladdy might be close to a cycle tonight. What is Vladdy? I know he has the homer and the triple. What did he have his first time up? He had a double. He's a single shy, huh? Vlad Guerrero, he's going to, and well, middle seven, he might get one more at bat. Yeah, he's going to. Kirk, Clement, they would need one or two guys to get on, because obviously unless they keep the lead, they're not going to hit in the bottom of the ninth to give Vladdy a chance for the cycle. here against them. And 4-2 Cardinals lead the Rays right now. As far as the nonsense NFL preseason games that are currently going on, still 7-0 Patriots over the Panthers. The live total's down to 19.5, dead under. And the Giant-Lion game, which was 14-3 at the half, is still 14-3. With that live total down to 27.5. I can't even imagine who's in that game right now. Let's take a look, Matias. Who's actually playing in these games? The Panthers are still running Jake Plummer. They wish it was Jake Plummer. It's Jack Plummer is who they're running out there. God. And still a lot of burn for Bailey Zappi. 12 for 20 for 108 yards. Couldn't get Drake May out there. Plenty of burn for him. And as far as the Lions and the Giants goes, it's all... Well, Nate Sudfeld's had a lot of action, and the immortal Hendon Hooker getting burned here for the Lions? Is that right? Hendon Hooker. Now, he's only thrown one pass. Did he just come in the game in the second half? Let's find out. I got my play chart up here. Matias, let's take a look. Yeah, Hendon Hooker just came in the game, so Sudfeld played the first half. Man, I could see Joe... huddling around a TV right now where he is getting ready to watch Hendon Hooker in the second half for the Detroit Lions. That's going to make his night. Hendon Hooker. We'll give you the numbers for Friday night's NFL preseason games if you're so interested later on as well. I told you I was upset about the golf. They got a lot of problems with the golf. They didn't play. Nobody hit a ball on Thursday. As of right now, as we sit here, their last note was that the first round of the Wyndham Championship will not begin before 8:50 a.m. East on Friday. It means it will not begin before that. The PGA Tour Rules Committee will determine updated starting times after assessing the golf course Friday morning. I mean, they've missed a whole day. I really don't see how this doesn't, at the minimum, bleed into Monday. At this point, even if they got an entire round in on Friday, which I don't think they'll do if they're not even going to start before 8:50. I mean, I think even Monday's going to be a push. Like at this point, they're going to have to play. Let's say they get lucky and they get the first and the second round done by Saturday night. They're going to have two rounds to play. They can get the third and probably the first half of the fourth in on Sunday and maybe just make it so they only have 9 holes or so to play on Monday morning. I think that's their best case scenario because the weather is great Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You know, it's almost, it's hard. You know, you put all these plays in for the golf and then they, this kind of throws a wrench into a lot of things. I won't be adding anything here over these. Whenever they start this, this for me is, I got to wait and see what the setup is by the time they get to the cut. I'm sitting pat with whatever I have right now. There'll be no live golf ads until we know when they're going to play the third and fourth rounds. Are they, they're obviously probably going to have to play in threes with split tees and all sorts of things. So I'm going to... It's tough. It's a tough week for the golf. Probably going to have to hold off, and then we'll have the big run with the playoffs the next 3 weeks after that. It's unfortunate. Wyndham's is a good event. And there was a lot on the line this week for a lot of guys, especially if you're as into it as guys like me and Cam and Keith Stewart are. And this kind of, you know, it sucks. You know, I always moan and complain when there's weather delays at the golf. But this is worse than the weather. They're like, they haven't even started, you know. And we wait all week for the golf. We're very upset when they don't play. I don't like that. I want them to play golf. Let's go. Get them in there. All right. So we'll come back. I have some other things, including a very interesting media session from Jerry Jones on Thursday regarding CeeDee Lamb. Very interesting. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Hanging with you on the grid with, of course, Hit Burbell. Joe out on assignment. Carver, Sands, Lisi. here with you. I will say, 7-2 Jays in the eighth. Kevin Gausman pitching into the eighth inning, just huge for the Jays because their bullpen obviously has been extremely overworked lately. And for him to give them potentially eight innings, now we'll see. You know, he's about to face Santander and Henderson for a fourth time. We'll see how that goes for him, because as we know, Santander's got great numbers off of him, four with three homers off him in his career. But with the game being 7-2, you know, you could take that luxury. Solo home runs don't hurt you at this point, so why not go ahead and give it a go? So Santander up, let's see if we can get ourselves a little ring the bell here with him, which what's probably going to be his last at bat of the game. Believe it or not, we might get another at bat out of Helly De La Cruz, actually, because the Reds are still hitting in the top of the 10th, and there's still nobody out in this game. Marlins have made, I think, a couple of pitching changes, but in the 10th, they walked in a run. Ramirez walked in a run with Stevenson. Then he hit Friedel, which brought in another run. A single by Spencer Steer brought in another run. A single by Candelario brought in another run. So the bases are loaded, nobody out. Marte's up now, followed by Benson. If one of these guys can get on, we might get one more crack with Helly De La Cruz, because Santander is not going to come through unless he grounds out to short weekly here in the top of the eighth. So Gausman one out away from going eight strong innings for the Jays tonight. Game still got over, though, thanks to Vladdy and the Jays. Still taking care of business. 8-1, Angels lead the Yankees still, as the Yankees are just cruising on out of there. They want no part of it. It's probably miserable and rainy outside, too. Nobody wants to be there. Top of the seventh, the Rays actually have some something cooking. 4-2, they're down, but they have first and third, nobody out. And Diaz is up, which means Brandon Lau, who I have tonight, is on deck. And we would love to get him in the mix. Another run just scored for the Reds. Jeez. So, and Gunnar Henderson grounded out. So nice job by Gausman getting there. So I think we should, now they called an out now. Sacrifice fly for Fairchild. So Indy is up. As long as he doesn't wrap into a double play, we're going to get one more at bat with Ellie here. So hopefully Jonathan India can keep the train moving as the Reds have batted around in extras to take care of business. 4-3 now, as Diaz did get a run in. It must have been a sac fly because there's an out now and nobody on third. And here comes Lau. So hopefully Lau can go big fly for us here and maybe give the Rays a lead. As far as the football, still snoozing if you're watching that. Nothing's changed. 14-3 and 7-0. Now, tomorrow, we actually have Matias's Atlanta Falcons going tomorrow night in Miami.
Let's go.
And they're 2.5-point favorites, 38.5. So let me know, because I know that you are as ingrained into Falcon football as anybody else in this country, Matias. Let me ask you, what is the Falcons and Raheem Morris's course of action here on Friday night? Are they playing? Obviously, Kirk's, we already know Cousins is not playing, right? Because they're not going to play him at all coming off the injury. Are we going to get a lot of Michael Penix, or are they going to pull a Drake May and play one series and take him out?
I think that he'll only play a series or two. I mean,
yeah, come on. Why?
Because they have a lot invested in him. I think they want to throw Heinicke out there for a long time and still him.
Another guy. Like, what stale bread? We haven't seen enough Taylor Heinicke.
I know.
I mean,
that's what, you know, I think they want to see who they're going to keep on the team and who they're not going to keep on the team. You know, cut, trim fat as quickly as possible. But I'd like to see at least a quarter of Penix. That would be great. You know, but
I've read a lot quarter. About him.
He's getting better. You know, he hasn't had a great camp, a fantastic camp, you know, but he's been getting better every single practice. And, you know, the joint practice.
At least practices. A quarter.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, come on.
You know,
dude, give us something.
Right now. They lost Rondell Moore, confirmed today for the year.
Yeah, so. Rondell Moore finished.
They need some help in that receiver room. I got to say, outside of London, you know, you just have Darnell Mooney. And now you're asking Ray McLeod to step up, former 49er.
Jeez, oh, so, former Buffalo Bill, Ray McLeod.
Yeah, man, and obviously Kyle Pitts is there. They don't throw him in the receiver category, but they should because he's going to be lining up as a receiver a lot. But they need to get some more help. You know, Rondale Moore was a pretty big piece that they picked up that they thought was going to blossom during the season. So losing speed like that, it's never a good thing, right? You just can't replace a guy like that. So they need some work to do, that's for sure. But their defense has been stepping up. I've read a lot of great things about their defense. They have a pass rush, Carver. The Atlanta Falcons have some sort of young pass rush. And that's what you get when you draft a bunch of defensive ends. You're going to get some success, and you're going to get some pressure towards the quarterback. So I'm expecting some pressure up the middle from the Atlanta Falcons this year on the defensive side of the football. And I haven't been able to say that since the year that they possibly went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots, Carver.
Is it Lau? It is! Just over the wall, Matias! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's ring the bell.
How did... Ring the bell! That Brandon Lau's a ring the bell.
Ring it!
Let's go, baby! And this just... I mean, he almost got robbed of this, Matias. I'm watching the replay now. Another Oppo Taco for us. Oh, it just skimmed off the top of his glove out there in center field, but gets over the wall. A homer for Brandon Lau, and Ellie gets back up here as well. So can we get a double here, a double tater hit with Ellie De La Cruz up in the top of the 10th? They get him one more at bat. Let's see what happens here. Things are starting to cook for us on CNL. We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. So there's this clip from the Giant Lion game that's starting to make the rounds of the immortal Hendon Hooker, who's in the game for Detroit, which is one of Joe's, like, you know, favorite guys ever. He's, you know, he's better than Goff. He's better than this guy. He loves Hendon Hooker. He just, on a scramble, a little bootleg, and who knows if this was a designed run. Maybe there's nobody open downfield. He completely trucked this dude on the Giants. No, I think, yeah, he was supposed to probably pass there, but he was running for his life. And he trucks a guy and then picks up another 5 or 6 yards. Hendon Hooker getting involved for the Lions. You know what else I saw, Matias? And you sent this to me in that game. And, of course, this is going on in all the preseason games now. Is the first down technology to get rid of the old guys dragging the chains around on the field. Yeah, all right, I'm sold. Looks good to me. Let's go. Sign him up. Get rid of the old guys dragging the chains around. I don't need it.
You know?
So let's do it.
You say that, though, but I've watched so much tennis in the last 4 years of my life, like an addiction type of thing, where I see the Hawkeye, and it's like the same thing. You know, you're getting technology where the ball's going to go boom, boom, boom. What people don't see is how many times that thing malfunctions. I've seen it malfunction not, you know, every single day, but it does malfunction more than once. You know, I've seen it happen at least 15 times. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, what? Like, people kind of look at each other. It's like, that's not where the ball is. And then they'll have to check. It's like, you know what? We're having technical difficulties. We have to replay the point. The problem with that is you can't replay the down. So eventually, you know, you're going to have to, there's going to be at one point where you're not going to agree with what Hawkeye is saying. Like, the ball should be higher than what they're showing. So right. there will be controversy. Let me tell you.
There will be controversy. Isn't there always, though? Isn't there always controversy? That's what everybody loves. Everybody loves
controversy. I just see this thing as another way for other people to control the game. It really is. That's all I see when I see this stuff. It's like, really? No, you know, but it's out of our control. It's whatever the computer and the machine says it is.
Right. It's precisely true. It is a final in Miami. 7 runs by the Reds in the top of the 10th. So that game was, what was that game going to extras? 3-3. So it was under the 7.5, and it ends up absolutely smashing it. 8 runs in the 10th inning, 7 for the Reds, 1 for the Marlins, a 10-4 final for Cincinnati. Ellie didn't do anything in that second at bat. So we're having a good night so far. We got Lau. We got Vladdy. We still got Realmuto, Cal Raleigh, and a couple other smaller plays that we threw in there as well heading into tonight. So we have some things working for the night slate. I actually need I've been messing around. There's one book, DK, that offers that. I don't know if you've seen this, Matias. The either player to hit a homer. So you can, they have like a line for either guy.
And yeah, that's nice.
I go real chalky with it. And I've hit a couple of, and I use like their step up parlay boost token with it. Because it's another thing. Like I'm capped at $10. It's like I put together a four legger whenever they give me that token. And I've actually hit a couple in the last few weeks. And I have another one tonight where the last leg is either Schwarber or Ketel Marte. So if one of those guys can go for me tonight. I had, because it was Ozuna, had Ozuna in the Brave game. It was Ozuna or Olson. Had Alonso or Lindor in the Met game, and Alonso hit one. And then I had Vladdy or Santander in a Baltimore game. Vladdy hit one. So now the last leg is either Schwarber or Marte to hit one. So,
and you know what? Before the game started today, when I was trying to get ready for the show, looking at things, those were my two guys. If I had picked two guys to hit home runs tonight, it was going to be Schwarber because of the streak and Marte because he's a monster.
Well, it would be absolutely outstanding if one of them did that again tonight. That would be great. Please let that happen. So you got the Falcons tomorrow night. I'll give you this when I come back. Steelers are going to play Fields allegedly a lot on Friday night as well. We'll give you those numbers. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. You know who else is making plays in these awful NFL preseason games? Another Joe Lisi special. Jersey Joe Milton is in for the Patriots. Yes, Joe Milton. And again, it was almost similar to the Hendon Hooker play. Really, he scrambled out. He was running for his life because there was no protection. And then just ended up scrambling to pick up 15 or 20 yards. Joe Milton and Hendon Hooker, the pride of Knoxville, Tennessee, for you. The other preseason games on Friday night, the Steelers are getting 2.5 at home against the Texans. 37.5 is the total. Fields is allegedly going to play who knows how much for Pittsburgh. As he's really done a lot of the work. Russell Wilson's been nagging some injuries in camp. Wilson will not play at all in this one. And then you also have the Eagles and the Ravens on Friday night, where I know there's going to be no Lamar, no Derrick Henry, no nobody. But I know the Ravens like always win preseason games. Did that streak get snapped last year? I'm pretty sure it did. The Harbaugh streak in the preseason, either last year or the year before. Who cares? It's a preseason. So there it is. Three games tomorrow night, including Matias's Falcons, so he'll be wrapped up in that. Are you able to watch that, Matias? Because that's got to be only local in Atlanta, right? That game's not on anything where you can watch it. Can you watch the Falcon game? Probably not. I've been losing Matias a lot.
No, I can't watch the Falcon game. I have to buy the NFL extra NFL pass.
Plus. NFL Plus, yeah. It's on. If you don't have NFL Network, you need to get during the season to watch NFL Network games when they go to London and all the nonsense like that. Everybody's different now. Some people are streaming, some people have cable, whatever. But. No Falcons.
I gotta say though, Mike, back when I was younger, when I was in college and stuff, I would pay for it. Before, when you couldn't do it on the YouTube and whatever.
Right.
I would pay for the whole pass. So I would pay for the pass where you can't watch the games live, but you have to wait for the game to end, and you can watch all the preseason games live. But once all the games are over, I could watch every single game over, and I could watch the Falcon game over again. But back when I was younger and I had more energy to preseason football, I would watch the games. I'd be like Joe Lisi. He's like, who's going to make the team? You know, major Atlanta Falcon fan, trying to scout everybody. Yeah. But now I'm just, I'll just wait till the end.
Yeah, it's really not that serious. It just isn't. If you're sweating out who's going to be the fifth wide receiver or who's going to be the third quarterback, it's just not. Let me just tell you something. If those guys are playing, you've already had a problem this year. All right, if they got a big role on your team, you got a problem with that. The other thing from training camp on Thursday was the Cowboys and the Rams are having these joint practices, and that's all the rage now, out at Oxnard. And Jerry Jones, who loves getting the microphones in front of him, of course, now, it's been a while now here for CeeDee Lamb. He has not been at camp. He wants a new deal. In the Cowboys' opening of training camp press conference, it sounded like they understand that he wants to be one of, if not the highest paid wide receiver. The Cowboys placed Lamb on the reserve, did not report list earlier this week so that they could add a roster spot during training camp. So Jerry Jones was asked on Thursday about the contract. Is there any urgency to get a deal done? So here's what Jones said. When asked whether he can envision the season opener coming and Lamb not being ready to go, Jones said, well, I don't know about that. But I know that we're getting great work, making real progress, and I don't think losing a step with where we're at now. He also did say, like, the key line is that everybody's making a big deal about it. He said that he doesn't have a sense of urgency. Feels like it'll get done when it gets done. Okay, if you feel that way. CeeDee Lamb saw it. Jones then said no when he was asked whether he felt a sense of urgency. I don't know why I said it. I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting done. Put any reason you want. I was at Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as the reason. Whatever you want to put out there. So, I mean, half the time you got no idea what the hell Jerry's saying anyway, to be quite honest with you. How about him showing that ego, though?
How about him showing that muscle, as an owner, saying, like, who? Like, who are you talking about? That right. guy? Well, it's like, everybody's expendable.
So Lamb retweeted the quote because one of the writers obviously put it out there. I think it was Machota, and Lamb retweeted it with an LOL on top of it. So it sounds like that's going really well, those negotiations, which I'm sure they will figure out. I mean, I don't think that CeeDee Lamb's going to miss any games when it really comes down to it. He'll be there for the Cowboys, who open their season in Cleveland on that opening Sunday in the late window at 4:25 East. I expect CeeDee Lamb will be there, and I'm sure Jerry Jones does too. But Jerry, me and Pharrell say this all the time. I mean, they gotta pull back on letting him talk as much as he does. Because you get stuff like that. Where? Yeah, say I was at Nobu 2 days ago. Like, that's why I don't have any urgency. Whatever. Some people like Matias, if that was a Falcon situation, he'd be up in arms. What do you mean you don't have any urgency? Best wide receiver. Let's go.
Well, you need to have him out there. It's gonna happen. I think CeeDee Lamb's gonna be the number one receiver in the league this year. I really do. I think fantasy wise, I think he's gonna have a big time year as well.
He's not playing.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it'll get done. They need him if they want to win the Super Bowl. They need him, and the Cowboys always think they're gonna win the Super Bowl, right? But let me ask you, what do you think about their run game? They have Ezekiel Elliott back. I guess he's their early back. Pollard's over there in Tennessee now.
That Dowdle's going to be, I know this is like, fantasy football talk, but I think Dowdle's going to get the burn. I mean, Zeke, how many carries can he possibly handle on a week-to-week basis? I don't think that many. Dowdle showed some flashes. He's actually looks like he's going to be good. They're about to start in Arizona. Of course, I wouldn't mind this game starting just like it did last night in Los Angeles, with Schwarber hitting one into the right field seats. Although I think that was an Oppo Taco, the first one he had last night. But let's hit one right into the seats to get things going. Make this nice and easy for us out of the gate. Could we get a big fly from Schwarbaum right here to go? And, of course, the Mariners and the Tigers will get cooking as well. We've got Cal Raleigh going in that one for us. Here's Jordan Montgomery, 7-5 so far this year for the Snakes. And he has not been good, but he's been good the last couple times out. Everyone on Arizona has been good the last couple times out. They are one of the hottest teams in baseball. We'll see if Schwarbaum and the Phillies can cool them off. When we come back, Matias, hot off the presses, I have for you. Everyone always loves, the NBA takes longer to put their schedule out than anyone else, but everyone's always intrigued by what will be the NBA Christmas Day games. And those have made their way into the world via Shams Charania leaking them out. So when we come back, I will give you the five NBA Christmas Day games that you can get extremely excited about. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you here with us. There's about 9 minutes left in this game in New England. 17-0 as Joe Milton to Jacque Jackson makes it 17-0. So Jersey Joe Milton has come in, sparked the Patriot offense against all the fourth and fifth stringers here in the second half.
Do you think now, he has a chance to beat out Drake May?
No, that's all nonsense. Nonsense.
No.
And listen, I'm sure, and I know Ben Volen put that, thought that he'd look better than him, and then he said the tide turned also during the week. And I'm sure Ben was probably right. He probably was outplaying him, but that doesn't mean that there's no chance that he's going to beat him out on the depth chart or anything like that. Now, could he make them cut Zapman, Bailey Zappi? Sure. I think that they've seen enough of Bailey Zappi in New England to know what they got. So why not keep Jersey Joe Milton around and in the fold? In the other game, it was 14-3 at the half for the Giants and the Lions. And in typical NFL preseason fashion, it is still 14-3 for the Giants and the Lions. The total's now at 20.5, and the clock is just running on down there at the Meadowlands in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium.
Carver, I think these two games that we got to see today, it's a reason why people should get super excited about preseason football.
These two games, Matias, right here, are the exact thing that I say to Joe all the time on why these games are nonsense. You can't watch them. You can't get involved in them. You can't bet them. I mean, listen, if you want to and you got the, you think you got a way to do it, God bless you. Please go to the window. I beg you. I personally can't do it. I just can't. And the product is just so bad. Like, what? 14-3. They've just been basically running the ball to get the hell out of there at MetLife tonight. And the Patriots got a little gas from Jersey Joe Milton making some plays. But no thank you for preseason football. We're almost there, though. The NFL season starts now. It's officially less than a month, isn't it? It's got to be officially less than a month.
Because it's
Thursday, September the 5th. So we're officially less than a month. In fact, 4 weeks from tonight. 4 weeks from tonight, it's on. Ravens Chiefs. Get me there. And 2 weeks from Saturday, it's on. Florida State and Georgia Tech. And that late night SMU Nevada game. Of course, very
Do you think
excited.
Joe's gonna is gonna retract from his best bet of the week, his absolute mortal lock? Remember his Carolina Panthers, his week one lock?
Nope, he will not get off that. Joe has now done this the last couple years. He's had a game that as soon as the schedule has come out, he has gotten on it and he has stuck with it and he's hit it both times. He is not gonna get off of that Carolina New Orleans game.
I think that's because he has a bad relationship with Dennis Allen. I think he sees him as a liability.
He hates that's why.
I think that's why he's going after him. But I'm like,
well, I mean, he's not like, wrong. The guy's an awful coach. He's not wrong on that.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's the Saints. It's the Saints Panthers week one. You know, Saints don't, you know, coach doesn't play the game. Those guys,
it would be very hard for me to bet Bryce Young in week number one this year after watching him last year. It would be very hard to do. Very hard. And I don't care. I know he's got a couple new pieces there with Johnson, etc. But new coach, Canales. I can't, in good conscience, bet on Carolina after watching Bryce Young last year. He's going to have to show me. Make me earn it.
Carolina's going home before 4 p.m. from practice, man. They're on a tight schedule. Get in, get out.
Yeah, that's
no overtime
too,
over there.
What they have going on. That's pretty good. But, listen, Dave's trying to do things a little differently. A little zany. That's okay. You should try. If they win, everybody will praise it. If they lose, it's something that everyone will blame. It's the reason why it's happening. So.
Lots of hype behind their number one receiver. Isn't the kid from South Carolina, Leggett? Did I get that right?
Yeah, no, he's good. And then they got Deontay Johnson now, too, so... They've got some guys. They've added some weapons, which is what you need to do for a young quarterback. And we'll see if it comes to fruition for them here. Bottom one in Arizona. Unfortunately, Schwarber and Marte didn't homer in the first inning, neither of them. Gurriel's up now against this Allard for the Phillies. And we'll see if the Snakes can get cooking in this one. Elsewhere, Angels 9-3 now on the Yankees in the top of the ninth. Rays still holding the 5-4 lead over Arizona after the Lau homer. And we go to the bottom of the first with the Tigers and the Mariners. Gurriel with a base hit, so Arizona does have a little something cooking here, first and second with one out. And we'll hopefully get Raleigh up this inning, as we have him as well with the tater time tonight to make some things happen. As far as baseball on Friday, of course... all new matchups, basically, except for Philly and Arizona, who started the four-gamer here. In fact, a huge doubleheader in Cleveland between Minnesota and the Guardians. Where is that number? Why is that they do not have that on the board yet? Is that probably because they didn't announce who's pitching what game? Is that why they did that? Give me a moment here. I have to get this up. Oh, he hit into a double play. What a hack. Josh Bell hits into a double play, kills that rally. When I come back, I'll get you all the info for Friday. And that's in Minnesota, by the way. And yes, Guardians don't know who's pitching the first game, so I don't got the line yet. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Matias, as I was saying, we have a doubleheader tomorrow in Minnesota. Guardians and the Twins, a big four-game series. Of course, the Twins just 3.5 back of the Guardians heading into the weekend. So two big games there. I know the Twins are going to pitch Ober, it looks like, in the first game. Cleveland doesn't know who's pitching that one. And it looks like it'll be Louis Varland in the second game for them. And Alex Cobb's going to make his debut for Cleveland, who they picked up at the trade deadline. He had been out all year with the Giants. So we'll see if we can get him in the mix. Other than that, a very big slate of baseball. Anaheim is in Washington against the Nationals. There's a fat nine for you. The Orioles are in Tampa. Eflin will pitch against his former team. Littell goes for the Rays. The Yankees will have Rodon against Bradford. That's a fat nine. Oakland's in Toronto against the Jays. Berrios gives up tons of bombs. That means we're going to go to Booker and the Butler. Rooker and the Butler for Oakland there on Friday night. Padres go to Miami to see the Marlins. Astros, Red Sox, Houken Blanco at Fenway. A big nine. Some big totals on Friday night, baby. 9.5, 8.5 Reds, Brewers, 9 Cardinals, Royals, 8 for the Cubs and the White Sox. 11 Braves and Rockies. Man, the Braves need to get something going. Maybe Colorado's a place that can find them a little bit. And the Phillies and the Diamondbacks will get together again. Pirates are in L.A. And the Mets are in Seattle late night with Quintana and Miller. So the totals aren't as fat late at night, but you got some good big totals in the early games. That's for sure. In all of these.
Who are your favorite taters tomorrow? I think we got to stick with your boy Rooker.
Well, I just said Rooker and Butler with Berrios going, who's given up. I guess he's got to be in the mid-20s now with how many homers he's allowed. But I have to do all that, Matias, and that's a every morning thing. I got to go through all my different things. Past performance, starting pitcher, recent history. I got a lot of stuff I do in the morning with it. When I get up,
you got to get in the lab. You got to get in the lab.
That's honestly what's made me better at doing the homers is just getting in the lab with it and just, you know, it's nothing crazy. There's a couple different things that I like to look at on a daily basis with the home runs, and it's helped me the past few weeks. Let me ask you this: who's going to win that gold medal soccer game? I know he asked you the other night, but I believe that is happening on Friday morning. So who's going to win that?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to take the under in the match before I take a winner. I think it'll be 1-0 or 0-0. I'm tempted to take the draw. I think Spain will play them tough. France, I do think, wins the trophy. So I take France to qualify and win. I will take the under, and I'm tempted to play the draw at 1-1 or 0-0. But France will lift the trophy, and the under 2.5 goals is the way to go for me.
Wow, how about that? Unbelievable. Getting involved, that's for sure. Getting involved, we love
it. I'll be rooting for Spain. I want to see the French lose.
And the American women play Australia Friday morning, 11:30 a.m. East. They're laying 15.5. I mean, they should have no problem with anybody. They should have no.
No, they definitely shouldn't. I'm definitely taking the 15.5 as well for the U.S. women's basketball team. I think
you're laying it. 20 plus. You're laying the 13.5. Okay.
Absolutely. That's a nice number for them.
There's a lot of track and field on Friday too, Matias. I know you're more involved in this than I am. I'm not as in on the track and field.
You know what? I haven't been involved with the track and field, but I've been watching it more than I've ever watched it before because everybody's been talking about it. My friends have been talking about it. People have been telling me, "Did you see that race?" So it's definitely catching on around, you know, the normal public view to the point where it's being talked around at the dinner table. So yeah, I've been more into it and watching the races, but no, I haven't had any action on it, Mike.
It's amazing. You're usually obscure sports that you have them all going in on. That's usually you. Nice job by you as always, Matias. We'll be back tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.